The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 on Facebook Live and 10 to 11 on WRHI, EM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. My co-host, Mr. Rector, and I are here this morning. And how are you this morning, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Slept well and didn't get up early, really. I had to scramble
a little bit, too.
I don't know why, but
I fell asleep real early. I didn't wake up until after midnight and went back to bed. And then I remembered I left my agenda at the office. I had to run by there.
Maybe all that rain made us lazy.
I tell you what, we didn't get anywhere near what they were calling for.
Well, how is it possible that a pop-up thunderstorm can dump more rain than a tropical storm on us yesterday afternoon? You got that rain, didn't you?
Not as bad as some places. Huh? We got a little bit of it, but not bad.
When was that? Like at 3:30,
4
o'clock, like that, somewhere. Man, it poured.
We didn't get it there at the nursery. I mean, we got some rain, but it wasn't a gully washer.
My whole side of my building over there is full of water where the mulches are. Yeah, it poured over there.
I wonder.
We didn't get about half an inch of rain off of the tropical storm, but this yesterday was.
Well, the tropical storm, I've learned, it took me 40 plus years to do it. But when they call for rain all day and I tell them to stay at home, it's sunshine by 11 o'clock, so they're coming in, they can go home if they want to.
Well, it doesn't rain. I was telling somebody that the other day in June, July, August, it doesn't rain all day. I mean, it has many of those days where it's rained all day.
The way they were showing that tropical storm, though, it probably should have, but the thing was moving a lot faster than they said it was.
And it was a nice rain. It was a good soft rain.
That morning was real good, and we needed a good slow soaker. We don't need the gully washers like you say yesterday. We didn't have that, and I really don't know why.
Every tour of town, it must have been right, just quit going down Museum Road.
I've had it raining on the south side of Pennington Road, not raining in the nursery before.
I was in the backyard of the store down there in the bottom. I saw it coming, and it was already raining in the front parking lot. It wasn't raining in behind the store. So.
Isn't that cool? But anyway, we got the good rain Thursday, and apparently you got a gully washer Friday. We got some rain, but it wasn't a gully washer because the guys didn't come in early or anything. But that's South Carolina or York County in the summertime. It's hit and miss, and you'll get it, and I won't, and I'll get it, and you don't.
Yeah.
We don't care as long as somebody gets it. You know?
I think there's a chance the next bunch of days, this afternoon, Sunday, tomorrow afternoon, and then I looked all next week. It was like 40% chance, but it sounds like summertime in Carolinas, really.
Well, back many years ago, I was the celebrity weatherman on this station when Jerry Peterson went on vacation. 40% chance of rain means a 60% chance it won't.
Yeah.
So you just
don't want to be in the 40%, I guess.
Well, if it's 50-50, just flip a coin. In fact, 60-40 is probably, it comes up head 60% of the time, so, same thing.
I'm a little jealous you got to be a yes weather, man.
Yeah, well, that was when Stephen Stone was here the first time. back in the 90s.
I hear you.
You might have still been at the golf course then.
Yeah, right? Probably was, yep.
I don't remember when you left the golf course. That's too long ago. Mm-hmm. I'm having a hard time with too long ago right now. But anyway. Anyway, we had a good week. June 30th was a year in. We ended up with a real good year, even better than last year. Considering the number of people we had, we came out very well. Good profit numbers. We finished inventory this week. And as of yesterday, we got 38,957 plants on the nursery today. And not all those are ready to sell, but the biggest portion of them are. And it kind of disappointed me a little bit. I was hoping we'd go over 40, but
I
guess we sold so much we didn't get there. Because we're still, our numbers of customers are way down, which always are in July, but the dollar volume per sale's up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really been kind of, I hate to say nice, but you don't have as many people to get more money.
Well, inventory is good, so you have it for people to see, but it's also a good problem to have when you don't have a lot, because that means people bought a lot of it. So.
Well, all these companies have no inventory. I'm somebody in a very high inventory business.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand, but yeah. Takes us 3 years to grow a 3 gallon plant. So,
it's a little bit of planning.
Some of the 1 gallon stuff we can do in a year, but about everything takes close to a year. So, but we're just selling times, what it boils down to. But anyway, how about y'all? Did you have a good week?
Yeah, we had a good week. Like you say, in July, we're kind of down for the foot traffic inside the store, but we still have our regulars getting dog food and fertilizers and things like that. But we
I keep forgetting about the dog food.
We still have plenty of sod going on. We had to deal with the weather this week. The farm did get a lot of rain off that where it's located down in Neeses, South Carolina, which is below Columbia. We flooded out and didn't get to cut Thursday.
Orangeburg County.
Yeah, western Orangeburg County.
Yeah, that's...
And we didn't get to cut then, and so put some sod off. And when you got sod booked up for about a week, that means me going in there, getting on phone, calling people, shifting.
Guess what?
And moving people around. Yeah, and one of our stores over in Greenville, he says he's a month out on sod, but I don't know how he handles when you don't get to cut sod. No, he must have been. He has a great young lady over there that takes care of his sod, but it's. That's something else.
Well,
it's a good problem to have.
That's a high volume store, too, anyway.
Yeah.
And Greenville County, everything's hopping over there. They're probably even hopping than we are.
Whole South Carolina, everything's hopping.
Yeah, we're hopping here, too. But,
now, we were way up. We looked at our numbers from January to June 30th, and we almost got to 2 million. 1.9, we were right there. So.
Well, you're just going to have to do better.
And considering last year we were 3.1 million for the whole year, that's really good.
That's strong. Okay, well, we're going to come back, and I don't know what we'll talk about next.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Put me in. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and my client promise is I will always go the extra mile and cover all the bases when guiding you through buying or selling your home. Ready for life's next chapter? Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
This is Steve Crump. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscaping home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape-quality plants, vegetables, trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Come to Southern Salads for burgers, pasta, barbecue, and of course our famous homemade chicken salad. Come in for lunch or dinner, or to save you time from cooking, take it home. We also have convenient packaging for tailgating or parties. Southern Salads, York County's home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And it is summertime and a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We got to get together here, there, Mr. Matt. We kind of missing the thing here this morning. that might be because it's just a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. We apologize. We did have some problems with Facebook last week. We didn't realize it kicked us off of there. So I hope everything is working like it should today.
I won't take the blame for that because I know nothing about
it. We did not.
How it works or anything else. That's to the technical minds.
We're just the pretty faces on here.
That's right.
We can't do everything.
Okay. Anyway, our little segment we usually do is July. What I need to do to my side? Anything?
Well, like I said, in the summertime, it's awesome time to, I know it's very hot outside and it's hard on humans to lay side, but Bermuda is always all those warm season grasses love to be laid this time of year. So that's when all the golf courses are doing their work, and you can get your land all ready, lay it down. It roots in less than a week. Put fertilizer on that water. You just have to be able to water a lot. It's the only thing. So,
it's just like any other time. Your soil preparation is the key.
Yep.
You got to get it right before you lay the sod. And we generally water it every day for about 10 days or so. Is that about right?
Yep.
I mean, it works for us.
If it's super hot, you probably want to do a morning and a light evening, kind of just to.
We hadn't really been super hot yet.
No, I mean, it's on that grass, it feels like it.
90 degrees is super hot. No, not in South Carolina anyway, but. It has been kind of humid, and that's what I was kind of worried about, maybe some fungus getting started or something. But we hadn't seen any this year. Even the fescue seems to have straightened up after that last fungus application.
We've got a few people coming in for some, but it has, and we still got some thunderstorm like what we had yesterday. It may cause some problems for some people, but overall, I think earlier in the year we dealt with it. And like you said, it's kind of leveled out now.
Well, the spring, it was more, again, the low nighttime temperatures than it was anything else. Because, like you say, the spring grass, warm season grass is just like it hot, not warm.
Some grasses are still recovering from that. People want to know what's going on with it. But, I mean, it was that late frost that got a lot of, especially if you live out in the country or had a low area in your yard where sun didn't get on it first thing that morning or. It caused it to really knock it back a little bit, and that's a shame, but it's catching up right now.
Well, one thing, I had a couple come in Monday or Tuesday. We were closed Monday, so it had to be Tuesday, and that was real nice being closed Monday, by the way. Hadn't done that in a while.
It was.
But anyway, there's some reason they still want to water it every day, Bermuda, and I keep trying to tell them this is the third time they've been in. I said, water it longer, less often.
Yeah.
And they just can't quite grasp around. I don't know where they're from. But
wherever
they're from, they used to water every day.
Yeah.
But you can cause some problems. I know mine, I ain't turned the irrigation on mine in over 20 years, and it looks the best right now. It's looked in a long time.
Yeah.
And even the patches that got popped by the frosts have come out and looking good now. And amazingly, very few weeds. I don't know how I did that.
That's a good thing about zoysia, though, Bermuda also, but it's so thick, it thickens up, keep it cut low. There's no room for weeds.
I think they might have put some pre-emergent.
Your brother's taking care of you.
He always does. Always is.
He probably sit there and go, man, I ain't got any weeds in my yard. And Tommy's like, well, I know you don't because we put stuff on there.
They did. And didn't tell me about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're still back to the 1 inch a week kind of thing, I guess.
Yep, that's what you want to try to do. And the only way to really know that, we've talked about this before, but if you haven't tested your irrigation system out and you're bored, you ain't got nothing to do, and your wife's looking for something for you to do, take some cups out in the yard and set them around the yard and cut the irrigation on for 10 minutes and then go out there and see how much is in the cup. So you'll probably find that in the same zone you have some different levels of water. So that's just one thing, depending on who puts your system in, how old it is, or your heads. You know, your heads, they're plastic. Everything's plastic, so it's going to wear out. So you may need to replace a few of those heads too. So could be an issue.
Yeah. I don't don't know how to say this in a nice way, but some of the more established maybe irrigation companies, mm-hmm. they seem to do a little better on coverage than some of the startups. And mainly it's lack of experience. I mean, it's not anything facetious or trying to get over you, because I know long years ago we tried it. And we didn't try it. We did it. But there wasn't anybody here to do it then. There were only two irrigation companies in all of York County. And, and we used both of them and then had to wait so long to get them to do it that we were sitting on our money for a long time. So we had to do it ourselves so we could get paid.
And,
our problem was we didn't do it often enough to get fast or efficient.
Almost had to be set up to do it.
Somebody knows what they're doing. They do it every day. They can be pretty efficient at it. So we, another one, and you know him well, started up, and we, I won't mention his name because he wouldn't advertise with us this year.
We try to get him, maybe next year.
Yeah.
But anyway, he'd be a fun guest to have on here.
You know, I don't know about that.
Matt had to keep his finger on the button over there.
But it would be fun. But anyway, he's been doing ours ever since. Mm-hmm. That's been over 30 years. But they're doing some things now that I don't quite understand. It seems like they're putting all the solenoids in one box and putting them so close together that if something breaks, you got to take all of them out and redo them. And I'm not sure the logic behind that. But
there's a lot of people doing it that maybe shouldn't be doing it. But it's,
well, that's true of everything. But anyway, it's gotten, believe it or not, a little more affordable than it used to be because there weren't many people doing it. Mm-hmm. And at the clocks now, they just blow my mind. And instead of making them simpler, they make them more complicated.
Yeah.
And if I have trouble figuring it out, God bless the homeowner. You know?
I can pretty much walk up to any clock and look at it and figure it out. I've done it a long time, but you like some of these brand new ones, I don't know. Digital and on your phone and everything.
You're better than me because it's Toro now. Still just blows my mind. I can do Hunter and Rainbird and those, but the Toro ones, they give you the manual and they leave steps out.
Yeah.
And you got to sit there and say, well, it still doesn't work.
I like to play with it and figure it out.
You got time
push
to
buttons.
Do that.
No, I don't.
You got time to do that. I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to start talking about plants a little bit, I guess. You got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive. Go out and see what you can find.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
And we're back to the gardener's bench here. I'm listening to a little beach music here and moving around, so.
saved my bacon that time. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, that's a good song, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a nice summer song.
I like that song. Mm-hmm. I rode 9 hours to the beach listening to the Beach Boys one time in 1975. I mean,
9 hours?
What beach?
Yeah.
Myrtle. We left.
Where'd you go, to Asheville and back?
No, we were in Cullowhee, about an hour and a half west of Asheville.
Okay.
And we went across Winston-Salem, the Greensboro, the Raleigh. No, we had a Volkswagen Bug. 66 Volkswagen. There were four of us.
Four of you in there.
Yep.
Man, that's a trip.
Went all the way to Goldsboro, down to Wilmington, down to Myrtle Beach. It took 9 hours. So.
That was before GPS, too.
Oh, yeah. The way before.
GPS hadn't even been around that long. We used to just, when I was grew up around here driving, you knew where to go and you had to read a map.
Yep.
That's what people have lost out on, reading the map.
I
used to analyze stuff when we were young. I'd family go on vacation. I'd map it all out where we were going and all. So, sort of know where things are, but. I think it's a lost art now.
All my guys do the GPS on their phones, and I don't know how to do it. I don't want to know how to do it. I don't need to know how to do it.
I'll put your GPS in on Museum Road and go down there and see Rolling Hills Nursery today and put your GPS in on
873 Museum Road. Yep.
4372 Old York Road. Hmm. Come see us. We're open 8 to 2 today, and Steve's open 9 to 3. So we cross over hours, but we have 1 hour each where we're open alone.
Yep, and we're only about a half mile between each other.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more.
Probably a mile and a half by the road.
Because probably
two miles
because we're a mile and a half down the museum. So,
3.4 miles by Crow Fly.
Okay. Anyway, I forgot to tell you last week, but last Thursday night I started having trouble with my phone, and then Friday night it died on me.
Uh-oh.
So it was trying to come on, and it would start to come on, and it would cut off, and it just kept recycling that for the whole time.
Had enough.
So finally, I tried doing it online, and I got mad, so Rhonda helped me on Monday. 3 hours later, after being on the phone with Verizon, they sent me another phone.
Oh, okay, good.
Supposed to be here Tuesday, got here Wednesday, and...
You have all your contacts in there and stuff?
Only thing I lost were my text messages. I got everything else back.
Yeah.
You have to send it to the cloud, the Verizon cloud and all that junk, which I don't like doing.
Yeah, we don't. I'm not into that either. But
you have to. You don't have a choice if you're going to get it back. And what was cool, though, she'd be on the – well, they wanted you to chat. She was chatting with them, and about 45 minutes later, he goes, "Oh, this is a commercial account. I can't help you."
Oh, great.
I said, "Well, I told you up front that the commercial account." So then they give you another number to call.
Start over.
Then you get referred two or three times. And it's amazing how these big corporations get by with it, but they do anyway. But anyway, it's working good.
The phones, we have to have them. I mean, that's a necessary evil.
When I got it back up, I had more phone messages than I've had in the last 3 months.
Oh, really?
All in one day.
Yeah.
But it was kind
of
cool.
Your phone wasn't working right anyway. So
now it had issues.
Now you can call Steve. He'll call you back. He's not ignoring you.
Nope. Well, I don't
like when I called him on his birthday. He didn't answer it. So,
well, that might have been why.
Yeah,
my birthday was on Thursday. That's when the phone died.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, last Thursday. Anyway, trees and shrubs. Basically, two kinds of trees and shrubs. You got deciduous and evergreen. For those that can't figure it out, deciduous means it drops its leaves in the wintertime. And deciduous keeps its leaves, or evergreen keeps its leaves. And that
means exactly what it says. Yeah, it stays green year round.
And the problem is people want something that is brightly blooming and evergreen, and unfortunately that doesn't really exist. The azaleas are probably, and the camellias are probably your biggest evergreen bloomers, where a lot of your deciduous stuff does put on some pretty phenomenal blooms. But people don't like no leaves on them in the wintertime. But if you plant it in the right location, you don't even notice it. Mm-hmm. But that's beside the point.
Is now the time to get them in and get them growing?
I get that a lot. We plant 12 months a year, year round. You have to give them a little more care in the summertime, mainly water and watch out for them. But
they root quicker, too, I would say. Like yeah, we're talking about rooting the sod quicker. Dead.
We, it's kind of weird. We do a lot of installation right now, and national average on losing plants on installation is 10%.
Mm-hmm.
We've got it down to less than half of 1%.
Oh, good.
And all that's bed preparation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the key.
The ground.
You get it right and don't plant it in the rocks or the pit gravel.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to watch your water. And back in 2008, we had a city manager then who just thought landscaping was horrible because it took all this water away from people drinking it, which I never did believe. But anyway, putting water restrictions was the best thing they could have ever done for us because people were constantly overwatering.
Mm-hmm.
You only need to water them right now probably two or three times a week, not three times a day. Yeah, and we lose more in the wintertime because people not paying attention when it gets cold. And if you remember just a few years ago, they used to cut off the systems every October and cut them back on in the spring. I don't think they do that much anymore. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've had 4 or 5 week dry spells in the wintertime. Well, if that happens, nobody thinks about it.
And
then you got a problem.
Yeah, the air is very dry in the winter.
Uh-huh.
Yep. It can cause some damage.
But,
well, that was quick.
That was a quick 7 minutes there.
We'll be back shortly with the gardener's bench.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Put me in. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and my client promise is I will always go the extra mile and cover all the bases when guiding you through buying or selling your home. Ready for life's next chapter? Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Come to Southern Salads for burgers, pasta, barbecue, and of course our famous homemade chicken salad. Come in for lunch or dinner, or to save you time from cooking, take it home. We also have convenient packaging for tailgating or parties. Southern Salads, York County's home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I didn't ponder the question too long. I was hungry and went out for a bite. Ran into a chum with a bottle of rum, and we wound up drinking all night. It's those changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes.
Ain't nothing like a little buffet on a Saturday morning. I mean, that brings my college days. I don't even think I was getting out of bed this time on Saturday morning.
I doubt either one of us was getting up.
No, we might have gone to bed about now, but we didn't get up about now. But anyway, where were we? We were.
I don't know. It's a gorgeous day outside. We got the blinds open today, and the sky is blue.
It is.
Like that Tar Heel blue.
And Carolina blue, yep.
Yep. Looking good. Everybody get up. It's going to be warm today, so if you want to do something out in the yard, get up and get out there, get it done. Or later this afternoon.
Just walk around the block. Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've still got a lot of people. We're talking about planting. Ideally, what we've been telling people forever is your ideal time to plant is from October to March.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we like fall planting, we used to be a big supporter, and they've kind of gotten away from that now, but I still like it, is you're not putting on leaves, you're not putting on flowers, you're just putting on roots. And in the wintertime, believe it or not, once it's in the ground, you can put on about an inch of roots every 2 months. Mm. So people think they don't grow in the wintertime, but they do put on some roots. So.
Especially around here, like you said, it's not doesn't get that cold where everything just stops.
That's it. Now, we sell a whole lot more stuff in the spring because people want to see the flowers on the azaleas, and they want to see the flower on the camellia. They don't like buying them without flowers. Sell a bunch normally, but we sell even more in the spring. it's part of it in the springtime. They've been cooped up in the house for a while. They're ready to get out. And this past year with COVID, they were really cooped up in the house.
And spring means flowers warm weather coming.
They're ready for the change in the seasons. And, it's really more in the summer of the people not wanting to get out there and get hot than the plants. The plants don't really care. You know,
what about planting? We talked about this back in the wintertime, but what about planting big trees, like you said, at Berlin?
Big trees.
Field-grown things. Is that good this time?
No. Most of them most of them won't dig them this time of year. You can do what they call summer digging, but it costs more. Jay Lacy told me a long time ago that if you dig one in from October to March, like we're saying, it has about a 95% success rate. You do one in the summertime, and it drops to about a 72% success rate. So why get in a hurry? Just take a little time. And honestly, we have very few B&B trees most of the landscapers now, young guys, don't have the equipment to handle them. And if they come out there, a homeowner can't plant one, two and a half inch. They want us to, and it's going to be so long before we can do it. So I just kind of quit bringing them in and quit digging them up on the hill so I wouldn't entice them into wanting them, and we can't do it. I mean, we're doing the best we can with what we got to work with. But, in moving trees, especially that's something we moved some this week, small ones. But if you don't have to, I'd wait
really
till winter time
for that.
To do that. Because you're gonna cut roots no matter what you do when you dig them.
Yeah,
it's usually better off to give them a little. Not whenever plants are just like us. You get under stress, you get sick. Well, we get under stress, we get sick. Plants same thing.
And
if you can avoid some of that stress, the better off you are.
I moved that hydrangea I was telling you about last year, and you said you must have cut some roots. It's still struggling. That thing maybe it'll recover a couple of years, grow some more, and take over. But
if it's still alive now, you ought to be pretty good.
It just ain't growing much, and it has little flowers on it and stuff, but I have to drown it. It's in a hot place now, so probably need to move it start over. I moved it from beside my house where it had some shade. Now it's out in the full sun in the afternoon.
What kind of hydrangea is it?
I don't know. I'm a grass guy.
Well, you put it in. Hydrangeas don't go in full sun except for your limelight and little round. Your panna coladas, the new ones, they'll take more sun. The old time.
It might be in the wrong place.
Probably. You should ask me before
that's probably a lot of problems people have. I mean, with what they do, you put the. Either the grass or the shrubs are in the wrong place. So
they have a lot of
check
that.
It out. Go outside and see where the sun, if you don't know where the sun is coming across your yard, your backyard will be dramatically different from the front. So
they come to see us, and the first thing they say, I want to redo the front of my house. But I've already pulled all the plants out. So, okay, is it north, south, east, or west? I don't know.
That's an important question.
Is the sun full sun, part sun? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
How high is your porch off the ground? I don't know. I said, you go back and measure, and you go back and look, and get all that, because all that comes into what you need to do. It's the best one I get right now, and after 40 years, it still amazes me. Well, I like this one. Well, it's going to get 5 to 6 feet. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll keep it cut down. No, you won't. Mm-hmm. And I tell them that now. Yeah. I don't care anymore. I done got old and don't care. The first few years, you don't have to do anything to it. So you have good intentions. You go out there and look at it. Well, it's fine. And then all of a sudden, time gets away from you, and it's 8 or 10 years, and now the thing's 6 feet tall, and you want to bring it back down to 4 feet.
Yeah.
You're going to probably kill it doing that. It's our motto is put the right plant in the right place. Mm-hmm. And we can do that, but we got to know all that other stuff to be able to tell you how to do that. So.
And now the trend is to keep your shrub small, right? The house, showcase the house more than maybe on the corners, do some higher things.
Nah, it really depends on the house. I mean, if you got windows that are 6 feet off the ground, you want to kind of break up that wall.
Yeah.
We've seen some of them now with solid walls in the front. Didn't used to ever see that. We see that now. And you kind of want to break all that up. So it really depends on the individual house.
I know some older houses where the shrubs have gotten bigger, it just looks so much better if you keep them cut down a little bit. It takes away from the house. But it varies from house to house.
The thing people got to understand, and we've done this forever, that your major purchase is your house. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do landscaping-wise should accent the house or increase the view of the house, not take away from the house.
Yeah.
Because you're blocking off your money.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s, there was a thing for some reason. Every new construction, they'd stick a tree in front of the front door. Now, why do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Well, the theory was it'd grow up and give some shade to the front of the house. What it did, it grew up and blocked the front of the house.
Yeah.
So you can have it on the sides and angle your attention to the front door, but you don't block the front
door. I've got a big maple pretty much right. It's in my front yard. I mean, it's not right in my front door, but that thing is taking over
it's
my front yard.
It is like, huge. I saw it the other night.
And I sit down the hill from the neighborhood, but I guess, you know, all the fertilizer I've done on the lawn and all, that tree is just bigger than any tree. And they're all planted about the same time. But I don't really know what to do with it.
And liked all that fertilizer you put out.
I need to do some kind of pruning on it, cut it back a little bit, because this shades my whole front yard now, which is good and bad.
Well, climb up the tree to start cutting. And we'll be right back to the gardener.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Steve Crump. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscaping home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape-quality plants, vegetables, trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
See Imperial Pool and Patio for a full line of BioGuard pool accessories. This is Kevin Ice. See us about our easy three-step sanitizing program and start enjoying a pool full of sparkling blue water all the time.
Imperial Pool and Spas in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. I hadn't done it lately, but I would like to, since we're coming out of commercial, thank all our sponsors and advertisers.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
It's been a while since we did that. We got a record number this year and a waiting list from what I understand. So, you know, anybody else wants to get on and sponsor the show,
get on board.
Call 324-1340 Monday through Friday. But anyway,
worldwide.
Thanks to all of them. Yeah, worldwide. So anyway, back to my trees and shrubs. We talked about deciduous evergreen. Well, on trees, you got two kinds of trees, canopy trees and understory trees. Now, that's what would be in the city of Rock Hill, tree ordinance or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know. Canopy or your oaks, and you, like the maple in your yard, they get big. Even maples get 60 feet by 40 feet. They're big shade trees. Your understories are your dogwoods, your redbuds, your crepe myrtles. Some of the taller growing one of them are even considered understory. There's still some debate on river birch, whether it's a mature a canopy or a thing, because it gets over 30 feet sometimes. Yeah. Personally, I like it as an understory, but City of Rock Hill once upon a time ruled that it wasn't. So,
not a big fan of those.
I like them in the right place, but that's the same thing.
Everywhere. Just
yeah, but I like them in the right place.
Yeah, down by a lake.
You've got a pond or a wet area, then it won't matter. You got, it's just like Weeping Willow. You got to keep them away from drain fields and septic tanks. And I don't even like putting them near sewer lines because you get a break or something, it's going to go after it and clog it up.
I never liked them because I was mowing grass. They were all hanging down in the way. So
well, cut them.
You have to go through there and prune them up.
Cut them. That's what you do. You know, you don't sit there and get beat in the face.
Look like make them look like an umbrella.
Mm-hmm. But
you sell those?
Yeah.
Weeping Willow?
Yeah. Pat rooted them. We're getting low. We're going to have to do some more, but we got some big ones.
What's your most common, maybe understory tree? I guess
this year the red buds have been the most popular. Mm-hmm. But cool thing about red buds is back in the 80s there was a professor at NC State University, Dr. J.C. Ralston, and Dr. Ralston was one smart man. I mean. We'd go to seminars, and he'd bring us a little package of plants to try to see if they'd live down here and all this. I mean, he was cool dude. But he was single. He'd never gotten married, and he did a lot of going around giving lectures and stuff. Well, he was coming back to Raleigh one night and got hit by a drunk driver and got killed. And this was in the early 90s. And they named Arboretum at NC State after him, J.C. Ralston Arboretum. But they did a project into redbud cultivars in his name, and now there must be 25 of them. And we carry not the 25, we carry a bunch of them. We probably got 5 or 6 of them.
I don't even
know
if I know what a redbud looks like.
They grow native out in the woods and put on purple flowers.
Okay,
along the stems. And
what's the leaves? Dark blood red.
Some of the newer varieties of. Red is wine colored leaves, but the green, they're kind of an oval thing. You know what they were if you saw them. But there's one. We got one called Black Pearl, and there's a couple of weeping varieties that are real cool. Travelers, and I can't even remember the other one right now. But it's come spring, I'll call you and you come over there, and I'll show you. The different varieties because we like them. We carry, like I say, we usually have 8 or 10, but
they don't get very big.
Depends, 15 to 20 on some of them, and some of them 10 to 15. And the weeping ones don't usually get bigger than 8 feet.
Okay,
so it's kind of a parallel to the dogwood, but it's a little tougher than the dogwood.
Yeah,
and dogwoods sometimes don't like. Direct sun, sometimes they do, depending on how they were grown.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, on your trees, right now we're not carrying anything. Well, we do have some 2.5 inch red maples, Autumn Blaze and
Autumn Blaze Glory.
Autumn Blaze is a hybrid with a sugar, grows faster than the average. But anyway, mainly because most people can't handle it. Yeah, we were talking earlier, you have to get somebody with a piece of equipment to move them. But they, it's most of your trees are either single stem or multi stem. Your crepe myrtles come both. You can get single stem or multi stem. River birch, you used to get both as single stem and multi stem. Most of your maples and oaks are single stem. So. It really personal preference. I know a Muir maple, we had some calls for it back in the spring, which is kind of strange because we didn't need calls for it for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it wanted single stems, but it only comes in a multi-stem. So,
yeah.
Sometimes it gets you. When you're measuring them, It's generally feet versus caliper. People don't know what caliper means, but that's the diameter of the tree, 6 inches off the ground.
Okay.
Come up 6 inches and measure the diameter, and it's two
inches. You have a little tool that does that?
We have a little tool that does it, but you just take a tape measure and do it. It's not hard. One weird thing about it, when the county put their code in about 20 years ago, they made it 12 inches, even though we argued that it should be 6 because that's nursery standards, and they never changed it. So the difference between 6 inches and 12 inches is a 2 inch versus a 2.5.
Yeah.
About $100. You know, so, you know, I don't think they really enforce it. I may not should say that right now, but I don't think.
Well, right now, I think people have to get what they can get. I mean, you can't always find the exact thing.
It's just such a short supply right now. That is.
In my opinion, they plant a little bit too much out there because I'm a business. As a business owner, you don't want your business blocked from the roads. I mean, there's so much out there that.
The county ordinance, if you read the ordinance and go to the letter of the ordinance, it's reforestation. It's not landscape.
Yeah.
But that hit during a time when they were clear cutting lots and all that. The city's kind of backed off on that a little bit. It's a little more like we had one that came through of a historic house, and they said they cut down two huge grand trees. They were diseased, but they cut down a third one that they didn't have a permit to cut down. And they're going to make him put three trees back in there. And we went to them and said, look, there's not room for three trees.
Yeah.
And they agreed. So we put two big growers and three smaller growers. We weren't trying to get out of anything. But, I mean, the house was going to get knocked down by these trees. So how big, just wasn't enough lot there for them. So anyway, the city's pretty understanding. The county's been real good to work with lately. And we're going to be right back again.
Put me in. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and my client promise is I will always go the extra mile and cover all the bases when guiding you through buying or selling your home. Ready for life's next chapter? Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Matthew's on a roll today. I mean, we're gonna
self-employed
be
self-employed, and
we're gonna be jamming all afternoon. We're gonna be jamming this afternoon now. Anyway, we're talking about feet and caliper and all that stuff. Now, one thing most people don't realize, there is a thing called the American Standards for Nursery Stock. The federal government and some of the brain trust at universities around the country have come up with these guidelines. And like everybody talks about a 3-gallon pot, which really doesn't exist, but we can get in that another day. That's a long conversation there. But anyway, they tell us that a 3-gallon plant should be 15 to 18 inches tall and wide. The problem around here now, everybody's used to us selling the overgrown stuff a little bit, 20, 24 inches of 3-gallon. So when they don't get 24, they're upset.
Well, you're lucky to get that big plant in.
Yeah,
there,
so. And we try to. We got some stuff that we sell for that, but anyway, it gives you a size range for every size mm-hmm. container and all that. Now, I mean, and even on the big B&B
trees,
you
have to pot them up. There's a lot of work goes into mm-hmm. moving yeah. them from one size yep. to the other, so you have to make your money doing it.
But anyway, there are standards set forth by the government that we go by, so it's not just sort of, you know, hitting.
Like
this.
You say, you're selling time.
We're not making it up on our own. You know, it's kind of the guideline. Right now, the internet is either our best friend or worst enemy. I mean, people come in there and they'll contradict everything you say because they saw it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with the internet right now is there's no restrictions or no guidelines, and you can put anything you want out there.
There's a lot of good information.
There's a lot of bad information, yeah. too. And if you can go on the internet and search, look for plants, my recommendation is you either find an EDU site, which is really mm-hmm. good because that's your teaching universities.
Colleges and universities.
NC State, Clemson, mm-hmm. University of Georgia. Auburn in Alabama.
Texas
A&M is getting a little far away from us because a lot of their plants won't mm-hmm. do here.
Not for grasses anyway. That's
probably right. The best in the country is Ohio State, but very little up there will live down here.
Yeah.
So it's not, but they've got a real good website. But your EDU or your ORGs, your organizations, if it's People's Forum where they just talk mm-hmm. about plans, probably don't take much of that to heart.
Yeah.
You know, and my theory is if it works, keep doing it, but sometimes they get a little far out there, like feeding fire ants grits and making the stomach explode. That's pretty much been debunked a long time ago, but anyway.
Organics. This guy was looking for some salt water yesterday to kill weeds in his yard, and I said, well, that'll work, but the problem is the salt's going to stay down in the
It's going to kill your grass, too.
Yeah. It's going to stay there. It's not like you're actually trying to be safe about it. You're actually causing another problem, really.
We might need to save that for another show, because
yeah.
if we're going to make people mad, we ought to make them good mad.
We'll talk about some organic stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sold on the chemicals. Organic thing. And
I think me and you, we don't have time to deal with organic sometimes. We have to have results quicker. But if you're at home and that's your belief and you got time to take care of it, there's ways to do things.
Well, in our case, a lot of times the federal government tells us what mm-hmm. we can use and can't use. And,
yep.
You know, because they're worried about interstate commerce and all that. And, you know, we don't have an option. The myth that really gets me fired up, though, is that people seem to think – and we're out there every day spraying pesticides. Mm. That stuff costs money.
Yeah.
I want to use as little as I can get by with.
And
I had a landscaper Wednesday comes up there. We had some limelight. And this big, beautiful bush, that one leaf had a little hole in it. Well, what caused that? I said, probably a flea beetle.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to eat. That's what insects do. They mm-hmm. eat leaves. I mean, yeah. You don't want one that has no insect holes that I want it because there's enough chemicals on it that it'll glow in the dark.
But it's called fake. It's called plastic anyway. Leaves.
Anyway, we'll be right back to the garden.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Come to Southern Salads for burgers, pasta, barbecue, and of course our famous homemade chicken salad. Come in for lunch or dinner, or to save you time from cooking, take it home. We also have convenient packaging for tailgating or parties. Southern Salads, York County's home for the best homemade chicken salad.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, and we're back to finish up this edition of the Gardener's Bench. Thank y'all for listening, and been a pleasure. One thing I wanted to add that I didn't get to quite yet is hardiness zones. The federal government sets up different areas of the country and puts a number on them, and you know they changed it back in the 90s, and then again, they just changed it into 2000 and late, I guess, after 2015. For years, we were zone 7A, 7B, the border, and now we're zone 7B and 8A, and it's temperature related. And, you know, the problem with that, you go on the internet and you look at some of these sites, and it pops up that you're in zone 8. Well, we're in northern zone 8. We're not in total zone 8. A lot of stuff down below Charleston won't live up here.
So. Yeah.
You got to be careful when you do that.
They can vary.
You know, it can.
It changes, like you say, over the years.
And the one this year, I think we're going back to the 80s myself. I think we're getting ready to revert, but it runs in cycles, in my opinion. But anyway, it's kind of, I don't know. The people tell me, I said, that's not really cold tolerant here. Well, mine's doing fine. Well, when did you plant it? March.
Yeah.
Well,
hadn't been through the winter yet.
Yeah, and even the last two winters weren't real bad.
I mean, yeah.
We didn't get below 20 degrees that I remember the last 2 years. Now, 4 or 5 years ago, we got down to single digits for a week.
And yeah, it hadn't been that cold in a long time.
That'll separate the rubber from the road. Yeah. Then you find out what's tough and what's not real quick. So,
yep.
Anyway. You got anything to add before we get out of here?
I want to do a shout out to my good friend Sandra that works for Carolina Fresh. She deals with all the sod orders and organizes the trucking and all. So she's watching the show today, so I want to say hey to her. And I want to give a shout out to the farmers market back at Legal Remedy. If you hadn't been over there on Oakland Avenue, they do a farmers market every week. And they probably got 15 to 20 tents out there, anything from vegetables to meats to I think they even have some crafts and stuff out there. So it's very good. I brought some vegetables in for Steve and Matt today, but they were full, so I left some in there for Steven. So
that's a good thing.
It's time of year when you might find some tomatoes sitting on your porch from your neighbors. I just got some tomatoes off my first ones, really. It's loaded, but they're just green.
You can have fried green tomatoes.
So we're getting ready to have mater sandwiches.
There you go. Won't be long. Won't be long at all. It's,
I don't get tired of them because in November, December, you'll be wanting one.
Well, the problem with vegetables is yours get ready, everybody else is ready. Too.
Yeah.
They all get there about the
they'd
same time.
They'd plant stages, I guess, better next year.
I don't think it matters. I think it's all weather conditions is how they're going to do. Seems like it anyway.
One year I had a plant that gave tomatoes out in October. It was still
You can do that if everything hits right. Yep. Sometimes.
Wouldn't be commonplace, really. So.
Anyway, we'll be back next week on the Gardener's Bench.
You've been listening to The Gardener's Bench, brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas,
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. Join us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Gardener's Bench with Steve Crump and David Rector. Heard every week on WRHI FM 100.1, AM 1340, and worldwide on WRHI.com.